commercial
cottage cheese you make at home is never going to be as dry and as granular kind of as mm-hmm. as cottage cheese you buy in the store, because it's going to still be softer curds.
Is it going to be lumpy?
Yeah, it'll be lumpy curds, but it'll be softer if you make it at home.
What about cream cheese?
I don't know how you make it. I buy it in a package in the store. I've never seen cheese made, really, except for cottage cheese type mm-hmm. of cheese.
Say if dinner was on the table and the family's standing around, you tell them to go ahead and...
Go ahead and eat. Dinner's ready.
Or everyone's standing.
Oh, sit down.
Okay, so everybody...
Everybody sit down. Everybody come to the table.
Okay, and if they say they were standing and then they all...
Sat down.
And you say no one else was standing, you would say no.
They'd all sat down.
And if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and...
Help yourself.
So he went ahead and...
Helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already...
Helped himself.
Did you ever hear Hope himself?
I've read it. I don't think I've ever heard it.
Uh-huh. If someone offered you some food that you didn't want, you'd say...
No, thank you. I don't care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, it's been...
It's leftover. It's been reheated.
Okay. Anything else you say besides reheated?
Heated up, I might say.
And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew it?
And he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck and he couldn't...
Couldn't get it loose? What? Oh, it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't swallow?
He could chew it, but he couldn't
swallow it. Swallow it.
And what would you call peas and beets and carrots and so forth that you grow yourself?
I call them peas and beets and carrots. I call them vegetables. I wouldn't make a distinction between ones I grew, homegrown vegetables maybe, but that doesn't necessarily mean I grew them. Homegrown means grown on a small farm and not trucked across the country from mm-hmm. California or Mexico or someplace.
And you grow them in
a garden.
Have y'all ever tried to, have you ever wanted to clear some of this land?
No, we never have. We once cleared a small patch over in the circle across the street, and we were going to grow black raspberries, and they all died, and that was the end of our agricultural ventures. Right across the street is a circle that belongs to everybody on the street that has the pump on it and that big tank for the water. Mm-hmm. And that's community property, mm-hmm. and we were going to grow about six black raspberries on. They did not survive.
How come
you
can't grow them here?
Not enough sun. We can't grow any vegetables. I tried tomatoes and green peppers, and we got a green pepper about the size of a small plum. And we got about half a dozen tomatoes off of two bushes.
Huh. I guess it's true.
It's too shady. It really is. Nothing that... We can't grow annuals. Zinnias and pansies and stuff. Just will not grow in here because it's too shady.
What about things like African violets?
They grow in the house. I have those in the living room.
Would it be too cold out here?
No, I think they grow out here. As a matter of fact, I threw some leaves that I picked off of my good ones just out the door and just threw them down into the dirt so they would rot and make compost. One of them rooted and I have a little blooming plant.
Something that you make from, it's made from corn, I think, and people eat it for breakfast. White.
It's white. Made from corn. Hominy? Grits?
What's the difference?
Hominy is fatter. It's the whole kernel. And it gets puffy when you cook it. I guess it's puffy before you cook it because I've only eaten it out of cans. I don't know how it comes, if it's dry when they sell it or what. Grits are ground up. Mm-hmm. So grits are gritty. And I love them. But I can't cook them because my family won't eat them.
Get those instant ones.
Well, I could, but it's too much trouble to cook grits for just me. I go to my mother's and eat grits when Bob's out of town.
What would you call a liquor that's